Hello, welcome back. I'm Sandy Waters, and in the studio with me today is Mike Metzler and his daughter, Hannah. How are you guys?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in. Hannah, you are an inspiration. Can you just tell us first, what is going on? It's the Hannah's Crush Cancer Concert. What is that?
It's an a cappella concert that'll benefit the Bright Eyes Fund and the Blake Scholarship Fund, which are two charity funds. And it's on April 12th with three a cappella groups performing and Jenna Simpson performing.
Okay, we'll get more into that actual event. Just mark it in. I wanted to get that in your mind right now that it's we're going to be talking about your Hannah's Crush Cancer Concert. April 12th. Mark that in your phone. But now let's backtrack a little bit. How did you get involved in this? What inspired you? Can you tell us about your story?
I was diagnosed in October with a brain tumor. All my doctors were being like really helpful and really nice, and everyone was just so nice to me. I felt like this would be a good way to give back to the community a little bit.
So here you are, battling brain cancer. How old are you?
16.
And instead of hiding in your room and trying to deal with that, you are giving to the community and doing something that is a task and endeavor that a lot of people would be too scared to even do. I mean, put on a benefit concert like this is amazing.
Yeah, it'll be fun, I think. It's just like everyone was doing so much for me. I felt like kind of guilty just accepting it all, and I felt like I was doing nothing. So this is a way to try to do something that'll help other people too.
And is your brother part of it?
Yeah, he's one of the singers for the Yellow Jackets, which is the U of R a cappella group. Mm-hmm. And he's like gone to my treatments all the time, and he's just been a big part of it. And so he wanted to, you know, help any way he could.
And they actually came in when Hannah was in the hospital after her surgery.
Really?
The Yellow Jackets came over to the lounge at the children's hospital and sang for the kids, just kind of an impromptu thing. They came over when they could and did a quick little mini concert over there. And that kind of gave Hannah the thought that maybe they can do something on a larger scale.
Yeah, everyone loved it.
Isn't it remarkable, and you're seeing it now, Hannah, when you're putting together an event like this, how many people are willing to come forward and help you?
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, the Hobart group, 3 Miles Lost, her father was diagnosed with a similar brain cancer. And so she was right away really helpful and really wanted to be a part of it, too. So it's great how much people want to just join.
Is it almost therapeutic for you to do something for someone else or to get your mind off of it and focus on another event?
I guess it is. It's something else I can do because for a few months I was just like sitting at home having treatment all the time and there wasn't much I could be doing. So this is good to
get out. How do you feel? You look amazing.
I feel great now because now I'm like out of radiation and I only have treatments every 2 weeks. So,
oh, nice. And what are they saying the diagnosis?
Pretty good, I think.
Yeah, last MRI was good and pretty clear, but she's in for long haul. We've got, you know, it's a full year of treatments every 2 weeks involving some infusions of chemo and
some pills,
some oral chemo. And the radiation was the tough part, though.
Yeah.
Back between post-surgery where they were kind of zapping the tumor area and she's done with that.
Okay, so you went through treatments and then they did do surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And now is it all gone? And now they got to keep their eye on it or...
I guess so.
That's essentially it. They've got, I mean, the last MRI was clean and it looked
wonderful.
Good, but they never know. I mean, in terms of long haul, they always have to keep monitoring at the cellular level, I guess.
They did surgery first, though, because they didn't know if it was cancerous or not. So but then I went through treatment.
I can't imagine being 16. You're already dealing with so much in your life, just being a teenager. And then this on top of it, you're pretty amazing.
Yeah, it was kind of hard. It ended my field hockey season early because I was a part of field hockey. I was the goalie, but my perception was off because of the tumor. And so when I thought I was like 3 feet from the goal, I was actually like 6 feet. So that caused some problems.
Is that what raised the red flag of maybe we should get it checked or what was it?
Well, I noticed on the first day of school my writing was bad. But I mean, like, you know, I took 2 months off of writing really for summer and stuff, so I didn't really comment on it.
Yeah.
But then I took a test where my writing was illegible, like completely illegible. And so I talked to my mom about it. I was like, it's pretty bad.
And she had had a couple dizzy spells when you were in the goal. And once in chemistry class.
And yeah, when we were using Bunsen burners, I stepped away from the fire because I felt dizzy, and then I just fell on the floor.
Oh, my gosh.
And so we were, as parents, we the dizziness and fainting, we thought, well, maybe it's just teenager not eating as well or drinking
enough
water. And,
mm-hmm.
and then, but then when we heard about, so we were looking at some cardio stuff, and then when we heard about the handwriting, that's when we started to look at neurology a little bit closer. And so they had her checked out, and they thought she should do an MRI, and that's where they found the tumor.
So how long did it take to actually come up with a diagnosis?
Not very long. Okay. I felt like it only took like a few weeks.
Once we did the MRI, it was quick.
Yeah.
Everything moved quite quickly then. That was in October.
Yeah.
And we're very lucky to be in Rochester, which is, you know, one of the leaders in the medical community. So
yeah, they've been fantastic. And
it's really helpful that mom works there too. My mom works there at the hospital too, so she knows mm-hmm. people.
And she knew how to navigate and what to do. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
I got up when I was in the hospital. I got a package from a kidney, like the kidney team, which is who my mom works with. And it was funny because they were like, she didn't get a kidney. Why is she getting a package from them?
Yeah. A lot of good times in the hospital in terms of they really did take great care of her.
Yeah.
And not just the medical care, but also just the, you know, the dispositional stuff in terms of making her feel comfortable. And because you're at the point where you're not feeling like yourself at all.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And particularly afterwards when you got home too, and people have been so generous. And it was great to hear Hannah step up and say, you know, I should do something for somebody.
That is amazing. That is awesome. And we're pushing much love and prayers your way.
Thank you.
Now, Blake also inspired you to do this concert as well, right?
Yeah.
Can you get a little bit more into that?
I met him during radiation, which came in like November. I was talking about steroids with my mom because I was like annoyed about how they tasted and stuff. And Blake's mom commented because Blake doesn't like taking steroids either. So we ended up meeting and he told me he gave me advice on like getting a port, which is instead of for the infusions, instead of needling my arms for every 2 weeks, they would just put it through my chest or wherever the port is. So it's a lot easier on my veins and stuff. So he suggested that. And I don't know, we kind of got close. We talked a little bit. And then he passed away
January.
And then, so that was kind of hard, but we
He went to school with you or?
Yeah. Well, he wasn't really going, neither of us were really going to school.
Okay.
But, he went to Fairport High School and then he was out getting treatment and stuff. So, and so was I, and that's how we met at the treatment center. And then we're still in touch with his mom and we have lunch with her sometimes. And, they set up. His mom and dad set up this scholarship fund after he passed. So, I wanted to donate to his charity a little bit just to say thanks.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. All right, so now let's talk about the benefit. Friday, April 12th, you now know the reason why we're doing it, Hannah's Crush Cancer Concert. Tell me more about it. Where is it? What can we expect?
It's at Fairport Auditorium.
Okay.
It's
at the high school.
At the high school, it'll be about like 2 hours, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
It starts at 7:30, but the doors open at 6:30, so people have time to, you know, get pizza beforehand and go in the raffle because we have prizes from like Philip Seymour Hoffman, A Day to Remember, which is the guitarist my dad used to teach.
And I see on the list that you are giving away a guitar, too, from House of Guitars.
NCIS is sending us a package or some of stuff and, like, Beats headphones.
Abby
Wambach soccer ball.
Yankees ball.
A Yankees baseball. We got some NFL stuff, and there's an iPad.
Oh, yeah, iPad.
iPad Mini.
Man, you are putting together a big event.
So there's plenty of other opportunities for people to bring some extra cash and donate it. You know, so we'll do some raffle items up front.
And there'll be T-shirts there of the concert. And then for the Relay for Life, she wanted to sell T-shirts there because they have Blake's name on them and my name
wonderful.
On them.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Mm-hmm. And then some bracelets that have my name on them that people wanted to sell, so... Yeah.
Now, how much is it to go to this benefit concert?
$10 in advance, $15 at the door.
Okay.
But tickets are going fast, so I say $10 in advance if you can. If you can have a student go through the high school, maybe, or have someone contact us through email.
Okay, so either email. Is there a website or Facebook page to get a hold of you, or is email the easiest?
Email's probably the easiest right now, but if someone wanted tickets, they could Facebook me. I have a page or an event on Facebook.
Okay, so should we just Google Hannah's Crush Cancer Concert? And then it'll probably pop up.
I think you'd probably find it. Yeah. And so most of the tickets are at the Fairport schools right now. And
okay.
So they're equipped to sell them at lunches through students. So if someone goes through a student, they can the students can purchase it.
Could you just call the main office and say?
You could, at the high school, you can call the main office.
Okay.
They've set a few aside at the main office for community members. And then you certainly, we could give you our email address at our home, which people have been contacting us that
way. Okay. And what is that?
That's our last name, which is Metzler, M-E-T-Z-L-E-R, at rochester.rr.com.
Oh, easy enough.
Yeah.
Okay. And so now you were saying you're encouraging and urging people to quickly get your tickets in advance. What is the sellout number?
About 850, they said.
Yeah. They hold about 850.
Yeah.
And so all the tickets are out, and we're out of the ones that the tickets we had at our home, we're done with those. So we're going to wait. We're on spring break now. So next week is a big push for the students to get their tickets. But any leftovers in there, we'll be able to accommodate community members.
And about the Yellow Jackets will be performing. Is this going to be an annual event?
Right now, we're just working on this year. Okay. But I mean, it could be an annual event if people like it enough.
Sure. Man, you're doing so good on year one.
We're all new to this. But but if it goes well, certainly.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's kind of fun. The Yellow Jackets are an all-male a cappella group. And the
3 Miles Lost is an all-girls a cappella group.
All female. And then the Fairport
is mixed. Fairport a cappella.
Fairport a cappella.
Is all mixed. So. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is so wonderful. It sounds like an amazing event. April 12th, Friday, next Friday. So I guess I would suggest either emailing you guys directly, metzler@rochester.rr.com, M-E-T-Z-L-E-R, if you want to help out. And if you can't make it to the event, people could still donate, right?
Yeah.
Sure. They could contact our email that way, and certainly they can give a donate. We've got a few people who are doing that already. Anybody wants to do any matching funds or anything like that, we'd love it. I mean, again, it's for two great causes.
Yeah.
So the beauty of it is that the high school has donated the facility.
Oh,
we've got some sponsors who've donated the sound system and those kind of things. Mm-hmm. And so we're really starting, it's a zero sum game. So we're starting with no expenses at the outset. So every dollar that comes in is going right to the charities.
Okay.
So it's fantastic in that regard.
You can also call Fairport High School, too, if you want to inquire more about getting tickets. Mm-hmm. Now, you said part of the proceeds goes to the Blake Scholarship, and the other part goes to what again?
The Bright Eyes Fund, which is a pediatric brain tumor fund.
Oh, okay.
Because as me having a brain tumor, it was important just to, like, it's local, too, so kind of keeping it here was important.
Do you know more about the story with that foundation?
It was started in 1998 by a sheriff who was inspired by the bright eyes of a four-year-old who lost her battle with brain cancer.
Oh, wow.
And so that was local as well. And that's an organization. When we started looking into opportunities, when Hannah started asking around, some of the physicians over there recommended this fund.
Yeah.
Because it is. It's through Strong Memorial Hospital, the Galisano Children's Hospital over there. And you know, it's similar. It's about pediatrics and brain cancer, and it's and the money is allocated depending on need. Sometimes it's training for some of the medical personnel. Sometimes it's research money. Sometimes it's just making the families feel comfortable. Yeah. So if they have certain expenses that come with it, this money can be used to help just make their lives a little easier as they're going through the challenges.
I know it's expensive to pay for all the medicine and stuff. So this fund helps families pay for the medicine or pay for tutors if the school doesn't provide them. Because I know I was missing so much school that I needed tutors with that.
Mm-hmm. So did you have tutors come to the hospital and help you out? And
I was only in the hospital for a week.
Okay.
So, but when I was in radiation or everyday radiation, it only took the mornings. But I would meet with my tutors in the afternoon.
Great
you know,
people.
It is amazing how you don't realize either. I mean, nobody ever really thinks about that side of it, the cost side of it, the medical cost. I mean, your medical bills are piling up and insurance can only cover so much.
Right.
So funds like this and charity work like you guys are doing is just so key to helping so many people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I think it's the little stuff that people forget about. Things like tutors. If the school can only provide so much, but you're a student trying to maintain what's going on at school, but you're not really there much. Yeah. You're just trying to stay in communication. The tutors are a real great resource. And if a family doesn't have the kind of money on a daily basis to be paying for that, this is the kind of fund that covers that kind of stuff.
Yeah, our school has been really helpful with I still have writing problems, but I'm getting back into it. But they're really helpful. They provided me with a computer to use so I could take tests, write essays on my computer. Because it's hard writing essays when someone else is trying to write. Like, listen to what you want to say.
Yeah.
So, yeah. They're always really helpful.
April 12th is the date. Make sure you make an appointment to go. You can call Fairport High School to get tickets. You can always reach out to the family, the Metzler family at Metzler at rochester.rr.com. It's Hannah's Crush Cancer Concert. That's exactly what you're doing, crushing cancer. We wish you the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.